Welcome to Let's Open God's Word, a weekly podcast of Grace Baptist Church in Grand Bay, Alabama. I'm Paul Meredith, pastor of Grace Baptist Church, and I'm glad you've joined us for a brief preview of tomorrow's sermon at Grace Baptist Church. We looked last week at the opening verses of chapter 3, where we saw the man healed at the Gate Beautiful by Peter and John. They were the instruments that God used, at least, in that great miracle. And it was something that captured the attention of everyone who saw it around the temple area that day, because this man had been lame from birth. He had to be carried every day and placed there at that gate that led into the temple area. And friends and relatives, I suppose, would bring him and place him there because he had no strength of his own to walk. And he had been that way for 40 years. This man was nearly 40 years old, or a little over 40 years old, the scripture tells us. And so when this miracle took place, it set the stage for Peter then to preach a great sermon, a great gospel sermon that we see in the rest of chapter 3 here. And really the sermon takes up the rest of the chapter. And he's preaching to people who were the ones who had cried out for the crucifixion of Jesus. They came running up to that area to see what had happened to this man by the gate called Beautiful there in the temple. And he was holding on to Peter and to John. And the first thing that Peter did in this sermon is he let them know that it wasn't Peter and John. He said, it's not us that has caused this to happen, but he let them know that it was the power of God, and it was through faith in the name of Jesus Christ that miracle had been performed. But he goes on after that in a good portion of this sermon, and really what you have here is just a synopsis of the sermon. It's not the entire sermon, of course, but a synopsis of what Peter preached that day to those people who were gathered around him. And he lets them know that they are guilty before God for the crucifixion of the Messiah. They were guilty before God of the crucifixion of the Son of God. He tells them that you're the ones who delivered the Messiah, Jesus Christ, this Jesus of Nazareth, who was the Christ. You're guilty of his death. He tells them at one point in the message, you've killed the Prince of Life. And so they were responsible for the death of Jesus. Now, there's a sense in which we weren't there, of course, at that time. We weren't guilty for crying out literally for the death of Jesus before Pontius Pilate like they were. We weren't the ones who took Jesus and put him on the cross and actually killed him. But there's a sense in which those of us who know Christ as Savior, it was our sins who placed him on that cross. And this was foretold long ago by the prophet Isaiah. In chapter 53 of Isaiah, it says that he, speaking of the Messiah, and it's speaking of this as if it had already happened. And in the heart of God, in the mind of God, it had already happened. But in Isaiah 53, verse 5, it says he was wounded for our transgressions, speaking about those who would believe in Christ. He was bruised for our iniquities. Verse 6 of that chapter, it says, the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Down in verse 12 of Isaiah 53, it says, he poured out his soul, speaking of the Messiah, Jesus Christ. He poured out his soul unto death. He was numbered with the transgressors. He bore the sin of many, and he made intercession for the transgressors. And so Peter makes it clear to those who were listening to him that day that they were responsible for the death of Jesus. But at the very end of the sermon, there's great news that he delivers to them. He says, to you first, God, having raised up his Son, Jesus, sent him to bless you in turning every one of you from your iniquities. In other words, he's saying, to you first, the offer of the gospel has been made. and you're the ones who were guilty for the death of the Son of God, but it was to you first that the offer of salvation is now being preached. You know, sometimes people don't come to Christ because they think they've gone too far in sin to ever be forgiven. But if you stop and think about it, how guilty can a person be? How much more guilty could a person be than to be guilty for literally killing God's Son, for murdering the Messiah? And these are the people that Peter was preaching to, and he makes it clear that they're guilty. He doesn't mince any words to say, you're responsible for Jesus' death. But it was to them that the first offer of the gospel was made. You know, I think about someone who may be listening to this podcast today, and you may be in that category. You think, I've just gone too far into sin. God would never forgive me for all the things that I've done. You may have a sordid past of sin that you just think is too much for God to ever forgive. What this great sermon of Peter makes clear here in the third chapter of Acts is that there is no one who is beyond the redemptive grace of God. God offers free pardon of sin through his Son, Jesus. And yes, we're all guilty. Every believer, everyone who has been saved, who has come to Christ, we were guilty of putting Christ on the cross. But his free pardon, his offer of grace extended to us. And that's why we're saved today, is because even to us, the offer of the gospel went out. And so I hope you'll be there tomorrow as we preach from this portion of God's word here in Acts chapter 3. There's a lot more to say, of course, than what I've said in these few short moments. But I trust you'll be at church tomorrow. I hope I'll see you there in church tomorrow. And if you've never been to Grace Baptist Church, I just want to tell you where we're located. We're at 12930 Border Drive in Grand Bay, Alabama. That's 12930 Border Drive in Grand Bay, Alabama. And we want to invite you to come and be with us tomorrow. Well, thank you for listening to the podcast today. We try to have this podcast available every week by 10 a.m. And wherever you've found a way to listen to it today, you can find it there again any Saturday. And for the members of our church, I hope you'll take just a few minutes of your time each Saturday to listen to this preview. And perhaps it would prepare your heart to hear the message preached the following day. So I hope to see you in church tomorrow. Until then, let's pray for the service. Let's invite others to join us. And tomorrow, when it's time for the preaching, together, let's open God's Word together.